I will make a statement. I want you to pray about it a while. When I say amen, I'll go to another statement. Robin, why are you standing there? I'll make statements about your life. And I want you to thank God for it, pray in the spirit a while about it. And I'll tell you when to stop, amen, and then we'll go into the service. The first thing that we want to pray about is you will never give up your spiritual rights again. Begin to pray about that. Shatorobasat. Just think about it. I'll never give up my spiritual rights again. Come on, I can't hear you. Roshakatsatara, I can hear you. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. It's a Holy Ghost church. Hashakatalobahasata. Halalaba shakata ta ta ta. Tarolobaba sata ta 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 ta. I'll never give up my spiritual rights again. Halalaba shoko te de te te de. Urobaba satoro kosheke telemanda te de de. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the next thing I want you to pray about is all frustration leave me now. Go ahead and pray about it a minute. Halala bo shukote. Halababo kosini. Yaralo kosheke tere kosiki. Sheko talalaba kotele te sikuya. Yalalaba shukote re kesiki. Urababa shaka. All frustration. Talalaba shukote re te kasata. Arababa. It's best to be praying, young lady. Young lady, best to be praying. Halalaba shaka ta ta ra kasata. Urababa sato kosheke te. Now, I want you to pray about this, because some of us have dark spots in our lives. Seem like we can't ever get them out. Your future is brighter than the brightest star. Pray about that. Star, that's right. Repeat it and start praying about it. Go ahead. Pray about it. Go ahead. Galalaba shokota. Orababa shata. Oh, my goodness. Shata, my future is brighter than the brightest star. Oh, my goodness. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, listen. 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 I'm trying to bring you to new territory. All your failure will unfold into success. Pray about it. Go ahead and pray about it. Shatarakoshete. Anything seem like failing in your life, it will unfold in success, supernaturally. Come on, children. All failures turning around, unfolding into success. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. The fight, which I have been in for a long time, is about to come to an end. Say it, the fight that I've been in a long time, about to come to an end. Lift your hand and begin to pray. Shatalaba shaka. Urababa satala kasata. Oh, yorosata ta 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 ta. It's been a long time coming, but it's here now. Shatakasaraba sata. Take a hold of it. Take a hold of it in Jesus' name. Halalaba shoko tere tere tere. Dere 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 gosata ta. Korama basata kasata ta ta. The fight which I've been in a long time is about to come to an end. Halalaba shaka. Come on. Shata tere soko she. Shere tere. Wave your hand at me. Shere. Wave your hand at me if you believe that. Shaka talaroba haya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. You got to listen carefully for this one. Any negative fact stack against you is falling now. Any negative fact stack against you is for, lift them hands for glory to God. Come on. Glory. Ata shakata, break it power. Shakata tararaka sata. Oka, up, yep, yep. Sataka shata. Glory. Hasaka, hallelujah. Atara soko de 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 de. Oh my God. De 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 de. Oh my God. Shata tararabo. De de ramasaya. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bible. We'll do that again Sunday. Now feel what I'm doing here now. I saw a prophet do that. I saw him do it more than one time over the years. And I said, you may be seated to get your Bible. I said that I'll start doing it. Now, all it is that by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, when you're preparing your messages, God will give you certain statements. Take those statements, let your people pray over them. Let them get it in their heart. And then you and the people both praying together. I don't know how long I'll do it, but right now, I feel pretty good. I felt something happen over the congregation. That's what I'm looking for, you see. That's what I'm looking for. I don't want to be in no mold. M-O-L-D, mold. No, I want to break out. Yeah, do things. I feel a sense of the Spirit of God. Now, 1 Corinthians, I'm preparing you for camp meeting. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You want to write this down. It's a long subject. I guess they can break it down in the back. Developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit. And discovering how to fully cooperate with Him. Developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit and discovering how to fully cooperate with Him. Now, write these few things down before we look at the scriptures. The scripture going to bear witness to this. Nothing happened in God's world of work without the Holy Spirit. Nothing happen in God's world or work without the Holy Spirit. Now the next one will sound the same, but the way Jesus was doing what he did, he was doing it as a man, prompted and understanding how to fully cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You understand that? All the miracles that Jesus did, all two verses will tell you that, Luke 4:18 and Acts 10:38. Those two verses tell you everything Jesus did is about his intimacy, his acquaintance, him knowing how to fully operate with the Holy Spirit. When he talks about us doing the greater work in John 14:12, he was talking about dimensional wise. That we ought to use the same thing he was using, but we're going to have technology and stuff. We can spread it so fast. They got hundreds of people, probably 1,000, watching on the internet tonight. Jesus didn't have no internet. Nothing happened in Jesus' life or ministry without the Holy Spirit. Wow. You heard that? Yes. Nothing happened in Jesus' life or ministry without the Holy Spirit. Think about yourself now. Think about yourself. Two more things I want to tell you before I go. The Holy Spirit is the cause of every good thing. That's why we're going to get more in intimacy, more acquainted with Him, and recognize He was from Genesis to Revelation. The Holy Spirit is the cause of every good thing. You want good things to happen in your life? And He, the Holy Spirit, is the distributor of God's amazing grace. Favor is distributed in your life by the Holy Spirit. My goodness. Wow. You will never give up your spiritual rights again. You have the right to be healed. You have the right to be blessed. You have the right to have joy. You have the right to have peace. Yeah, you'll never give up your spiritual rights again. See, when you become acquainted with the Holy Spirit like we're becoming acquainted with now. Now, let's talk about three types of men, though. There are those who are born again, have been placed in the category of spiritual, but they have to be matured to be spiritual. Matured, meaning they have to have a understanding concept of the Holy Spirit. The word won't work. The Holy Spirit is the author of the word. He's the life of the word. He's the spirit of the word. He's God's spirit. He's the Lord Jesus Christ's spirit. He's your spirit. And so there's a spiritual man and there's the man who joined church. And he's carnal. He's immature. He don't even know what the Holy Spirit is doing at any given time because you can't use your sense with the Holy Spirit. It won't work. I don't care how smart you are. The Holy Spirit operates in another realm called the spiritual realm or the realm of the spirit, right? Amen.
Amen.
And then, you know, the Bible and the text we're going to read, the natural man. There's a natural man, a man who's not born again. He's not carnal because he can't be carnal because he's carnal. He can't be spiritual. But you have those three. And the one you want to be is the one who's spiritual because the Holy Ghost, we're going to read in our text, compares spiritual things with spiritual. Okay? So just because you're religious, and just because you know a little theology, doesn't mean you're living your full life. Okay, you want to grow spiritually. And in developing this intimacy with the Holy Spirit, I think there's many scriptures, but I just want to, because I don't know what's going to happen at camp meeting. I'm in a mold in the Spirit. I'm praying for the guys who are going to speak with me. I'm praying for them because there's something going to happen here. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let me get these verses I don't want to get. Start at verse 10. Pay attention to the reading now. Pay attention to the reading. We're talking about developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Say that, developing intimacy with the Holy Spirit and discovering how to fully cooperate with Him. Now, He's a person. Okay, Holy Spirit is a person. He's a portion of the Godhead. Actually, two or three things you need to know about the Holy Spirit. He's a communicator, he's a comforter, and he's a convictor. Now, conviction sounds like convict. It comes from the word convict, but it is the ability of the Holy Spirit to convince you that you're wrong before the enemy can get his hand on you. I'm glad about that, me. I'm glad I got somebody to correct me when I get my crazy self off track. You just want to face it. Your soul and your body sometime will pull you off track. But that Holy Spirit will come to your spirit and say, you know that's wrong. Then you repent, and after repenting, refreshment. Refresh. He puts you right back in the place where you was before you messed up. No repentance, no refreshing. All right, 10th verse. But God has revealed them unto us by Spirit, things that can't be seen by the senses. That's what it started in the 9th verse, but I didn't read it. But God has revealed, well, I'll read it. But as it's written, verse 9, eyes have not seen, because they're talking about the physical man. Nor ear heard, neither venture into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now, look, he's got some things prepared for us. Those things are prepared in the spirit realm. They can manifest. They can be created. New lungs can be created. But the Holy Spirit is the author of all spiritual creation. Woo! And when the quicker we know that, the quicker our prayers will be with divine expectation. That if I need a new heart, the Holy Spirit can create that new heart. You see, because I believe to a certain extent, at the expense of the Holy Spirit, we've been leaving him out when Jesus didn't leave him out. Jesus was flowing as if he was his own. Him and the Holy Spirit were so close, he didn't have to make the distinction. But it was the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When that blind man received his sight, the Holy Spirit created that sight through Jesus. He wants to create some things through you. But you have to learn how to be close to him. Are you following me? He wants to use you. He wants you to enjoy the benefit, listen to me, of divine results. You think you have lived? You think you're living? Wait till you get close enough to the Holy Spirit that he used you the same way he used Jesus. Whoa! Same way he used Paul. Same way he used Moses. Matter of fact, in the dispensation we live in, we should be more powerful. We should be, watch this now, watch this. This is going to be called a radical. But we should be more powerful than the characters in the Bible. No, that's not impossible. Peter was a man orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. The more you give yourself to the Holy Spirit, the more power in the spirit realm you will have. You understand that? That's why the word says God, you can use this negative or positive. God has no respect of person. God will use, listen to me. God will use, look at me, don't be stranded. God will use whoever make themselves available. All right, the 10th verse now. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Go on in the 11th verse now. For what man knows the things of a man, save or except the spirit of man, lowercase s now, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man. Now, high case S now. Talking about the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit of God. In a verse 11. But the Spirit of God. You saw it? Go back over to 11th verse. For what man knows the things of man save the low case? Spirit of man, which is in him. Which, where is that?
In him.
All right? Let me read it like I said. For what? It's a question. For what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? See, it's a question. Then he said, even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Got it? All right, the 12th verse, and now we have received not the spirit of the world. So the world have a spirit. You know he got an evil spirit, you know. But the spirit which is of God, that you might know the thing that are freely given to us of God. Now, I want to show you something. I want to show you something. The Holy Ghost is showing me something here. Look back in verse 9 again. It says, it had entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, what the word is showing us, this is a spiritual transaction. This is spiritual matters. All the promises of God, the covenant, the kingdom, every word that Jesus said, they're all in the realm of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit runs the whole Bible. So if you get acquainted with him, you got it made. He runs everything that God said. He can make it happen. In Jesus' name. Now notice what it says. Do you want everything God has prepared for you? You love him? Do you really want it? You're not going to get it sitting out on the edge, not committed, and not willing to pay the price. You got to be willing to pay the price. And that's getting yourself further in the spirit realm than you are in the flesh realm. Further in the spirit realm than you are in the intellectual realm. Further in the spirit realm than anything else. Intimacy. Closeness. He's there all the time. He has the answer. Who? The Holy Spirit. So there, he says, God has some things prepared for us. And you know what he's saying? You're not going to get them with your corner cell. You're not going to get them unless you're prepared to do exactly what the Holy Spirit tell you to do at any given time and no matter what it is. He knows what he's talking about. First thing you got to get by your senses. Your senses are analyzing, investigating everything that come along. And so the Spirit ain't got time for no investigation and no analyzing. He don't need to investigate or analyze because he's making it as he go. Now I said, I was preaching somewhere. I think I was preaching at Ron's church recently. And they come on me to note this fact. To operate in the Spirit, you have to be a little goofy. See, none of y'all won't be goofy. You got to be sort of out of it. And I'm not talking about making it up. I'm talking about sort of in a trance or a daze or something for the Holy Spirit to get you off the bus where it's going nowhere. You sit on the bus, this is my seat. No, you give your seat away. There's another bus passing. Oh, y'all ain't even getting the thing. I'm a close. I'll take this to Plano. When I get over in Plano, I'll really preach it real strong. I'll just give y'all a little salt. Y'all don't want no pepper. No. Your life is about to change. You're functioning in the spirit realm. Is about to go to another level. From now on, wrong feeling going to have to take the back seat. Because that's good feeling too, you know. But I want to know the thing that God had. I do love him. And he said he got some things prepared for them that love him. So I love him. You love him? How many of y'all love the Lord? Well, he got some things prepared to you for you because you love him. But we can't know those things or we cannot receive those things naturally, carnally. We have to receive them spiritually, and the only person that can make you spiritual is the Holy Ghost. I say you will suffer no more defeat. What I say? It may look like you're losing, but you know better. Amen. Amen. I said it may look like you're losing, but from now on you're going to know better. Why? The man of God said, I will suffer no more defeat. Amen. Amen to that. Ain't nobody got no time to be suffering defeat. That's what the Holy Ghost. Why Jesus never suffered no defeat? Who caused that? The Holy Ghost. Act 10:30 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What's so good about it, though? How God can anoint you with the Holy Ghost and power. Same Holy Ghost, same power, same result, just yield. Jesus wasn't even thinking about losing. In no situation. Paul caught on to it. The Holy Ghost got in Peter's shadow and healed everybody it hit. He's still getting in people's shadow. I go as far as this to say this, and I'll say it in broken English. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just wait a while. Just wait a while. Come to church and just wait a while, because there's so much more. Tell your neighbor, there's so much more that God has in store for you. Come on, tell somebody. There's so much more that God has in store for you. And it's time for the doors to be open. I felt that right there, boy. And it's time. There's so much more. You know there's more. How many of y'all know there's more? One more thing I need to say to you right now. You will not travel in circles no more. Why? A whole lot of things about to become new to you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Huh? See, when you go in a circle, them boys had me go in a circle one city, and I kept seeing the same thing. I said, man, we can't go nowhere like this. We're going in a circle. Well, most people lie in a circle because they won't let the Holy Spirit pull them out of that circle. But tonight, the Holy Ghost is pulling you out of the circle and gonna make a new route for you. Hey! Got caught in these two things. The thing that God had prepared for them that love him in the spirit world, he opened it up to you. And then in the 12th verse, it says, the latter part, the 12th verse, you may be seated, that we might know. Look at that. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That we might know there's some things God got for you you don't know about. You get the intermelding with the Holy Spirit and the intimacy come, and then he dropped the fruits on you. Dropped the gifts on you. And begin to lead you in green pasture all the time. Holy Ghost got your husband. Holy Ghost got your wife. Holy Ghost got your money. Yeah, he got it. It's already prepared for you. But you got to break out of the natural. Break out of the known. We've had such a bad blueprint of religion. Oh, yeah. And listen, I know this. The Bible said, Jesus said in a certain setting, the tradition of men make the word, don't holler, make the word of God of none effect. That was in a certain setting Jesus was talking in. But the word of God make the tradition of men of none effect. I preached that a long time. But see, the context Jesus was talking about, that tradition right there. But when that word is released, tradition don't stand a chance. Why are you here? Why are you here? Tradition was, Esther, tradition was broken in your life. By the word of God, not by no man, by the word of God. You saw a whole new horizon. Your eyes came open. Why? Because the word began to produce spirit and life in you by the word operated and orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. All right, let me try to finish reading and I'll give you some points. Verse 13. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. Here we go now. See this. But what the Holy Ghost teaches. But what the Holy Ghost teaches. See. How he teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, there is, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Because, now wait a minute. Neither can he know them. Now here, this statement, this last statement is very important. Because they are spiritually open, seen, understood. Good God Almighty. Spiritual to the Son. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man, for who have known the mind of the Lord. See, the mind of the Lord is the Spirit. That he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. What's the mind of Christ? The Spirit. The mind of Christ is the Holy Spirit. The mind of God is the Holy Spirit. The mind of the believer is the Holy Spirit. Renew. When he said renew your mind, he's saying bringing it up to my mindset. And then I read chapter 3, verses 1 through 2 right quickly. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. You see that? But as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Notice Paul said, I fed you with milk and not with revelation and insights, strong words. You couldn't eat them. For hereunto you were not able to bear them, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. Look at verse 3. You are yet carnal. For when there is among you envy and strife and a division, are you not carnal and walk as men? Look, keep other people out your mouth. We talk about stuff that don't even make no sense. And you're giving the enemy an opening every time. Train yourself. When a person go to gossiping, train yourself to become solemn. Just look at them. You know, they're going to look at you like you're crazy because they want you to participate. I told my family, everything shut down. We ain't dealing with other people's business. Let them do it. I'll help them if I can, but I'm not going to be talking about this. Oh, you saw that? Or this, that. No, I'm not having that foolishness in my house. That's over. Now, I ain't going to be some of the hardest thing for some of y'all to do. Be the greatest assignment you ever had in your life. But the Bible tells us not to do it. All right. Now, you must come to know the weight and power of the Holy Spirit in God's plan and purpose. You must come to know that he's a mighty weighty person, the Holy Spirit. God placed the whole load and the whole assignment in his hand to carry out. So he carries weight and power. When you get acquainted with him properly, guess what? You're going to carry weight and power. Your word is going to carry weight and power. The enemy will know who you are through weight and power and authority and dominion. Weight, power, authority, and dominion. Weight, heavy, power, authority, and dominion. Clap your hand, all you people. You just received something. You just received something. Weight, power, authority, dominion. Say it with me. Weight, power, authority, and dominion has risen in my life tonight. You feel that? I told you I had good feeling. Just by creating intimacy with the Holy Spirit, developing, and then discovering how to fully cooperate with him will produce weight, power, authority. authority. That's four things God had prepared for you. From those four things, every other thing has to come to pass. When you walk heavy in the spirit, and carrying, while you're walking so heavy, you're carrying a load of power. You're full of the Holy Ghost. You're full of the Holy Ghost. You're full of the Almighty. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What is the power of his might? The Holy Ghost. Praise his name is right. All right, you may be seated. When I was studying for this, the Lord told me to write this, where he says, I want to take you on a trip in the spirit world with the Holy Spirit as your guide. You know, he'll guide you. And God said, as you create intimacy with the Holy Spirit in the scriptures and in your life, he'll begin to guide you in another world that this world no longer can tell you how to function or how to live. God, dog, you heard that? It won't be able, the economy, the timing, the government, the religious spirits, no one will be able to tell you how to live. That's why they couldn't handle Jesus. Jesus was, see, when your instruction is received properly, you become a citizen from another country. Listen to me, because this is your ambassador. You're an ambassador. You know, when the Bible says, see, Romans chapter 8 is a spirit chapter. Talk about a law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, second verse, have made me free from a law of sin and death. You know that statement? That covered a whole battle. Whatever the law of sin could bring, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have freed me from it. The law of the spirit of life. Spirit of life. Spirit of life is one of the names of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost's name is Spirit of Life. See? And so if the battle's over right now, let me show it to you. In John 10:10, it said, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. A part, B part, I'm coming that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. You ain't got to worry about him. If you know how to walk on this side of the road. But the same thing in Romans 8:2, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from every doggone thing the devil can bring up. See, because the devil worked from the law of sin and death. But through the resurrection, through the cross and the resurrection, Jesus broke that power and declared that the curtain was torn in two, the rocks were split, and the graves came open. And Jesus declared, it is finished. What is finished? Everything I paid for is finished. Everything you read in this book I say belong to you, it's already finished. When you get a hold of the Holy Spirit right, he's going to bring you right to it and through it. We got to understand how to function in the Spirit. We got to know how to understand how to yield to whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do. We got to move to another level. We got to stop depending on man. We got to recognize that God have everything in place. When you born, he put everything in place for you to be successful, and your whole life will be a breakthrough. Are you hearing me? All of this by having intimacy with the Holy Spirit as a person. You want to make sure his presence is with you. He's a protector. He gives you power that nobody can stop. When Jesus said, all power is in my hand, he was talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. I said, hey, when Jesus said, all power is in my hand, the Holy Spirit put all the power in his hand. Your problem getting to look like a Mickey Mouse cartoon right now. If you hear what I'm saying. Huh? Your problem getting to look like a comic strip. Look like Nancy, you know Nancy? You know, Pluto. You're just playing. You ain't talking to me. You just playing. I know who I am in Christ. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I'm blessed. In the field. In the city. On the porch. In the bathroom. In the kitchen. I'm just blessed. I want y'all to be able to know how when the Holy Ghost go to moving in a service. Don't sit there like a frog on a log or somebody trying to catch a taxi. If the Lord moving, move with him. My God. That's where you get blessed at. If Kenneth wouldn't have moved when I told him move, he'll still be lamping. But he moved. When the Spirit said move, he started moving. He started moving. And all of a sudden, he started walking straight. Hey, he was right by that motorcycle accident. I called him and told him, said, the devil's trying to kill you, but he can't have you now. I'll tell you something right now. You listen to me, and it's going to be called an insult to you, but you're living below your means. Every one of y'all. And what I want to do is, I want to take you out of that crushed place you've been living. There's a place that is very open. You know, let's say a tight place. A lot of Christians living in tight places in their lives. It just don't look like it's going to ever fly. But if you pay attention to me, everybody get eagle wings. And fly, man. Fly. Just fly out of the situation. Yes, say, yeah, just fly out, you know. Yes, go on. Get out the chicken yard. Yes, chicken can't fly. Yes, told you about that eagle. They mess around and put him in that chicken yard. He walk around with them chicken. And the chicken just picking and getting warm and stuff. And the eagle finally flapped on his wing. And it came off the ground. But he said, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. He stretched his wing out and moved his wing, and he come up off the ground. He look at you know, you look at them chicken next time. You ever been sitting inside some chicken? And that eagle found out that he can fly. He run and took off. And you know what he said, right? Y'all remember? Bye bye, chicken. When you learn how to function in the spirit, you're gonna be saying bye bye, chicken. You're going to soar with the eagle. That's a spiritual term. Soaring with the eagle is a spiritual term. It's the Holy Spirit have made your light light. May y'all glad you came tonight. Shoot. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else right now. Huh? Sit down. Let me give you a little more for a close. Yeah, bye-bye chicken. Yeah. It's picking warm, you know, warm here, bug here, bug here. Nobody want no bug. The Spirit of God said to me in prayer, there's so much the church and the believer don't know about the Holy Spirit and how he works. Then he said to me, you must learn how to have adventures with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I dare you to let the Holy Spirit take you to a new place in life. You see, the Holy Spirit is adventurous. He creates excitement in your life because you wake up in the day and say, oh, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen today, but it's going to be good, you see. Yeah. Now, you wake up to the same humdrum because you're not adventurous in the spirit. But I declare tonight that your life take up on the adventures of the Holy Ghost. What I said? Oh, you in for a trip. You talking about, a drug take a tripping? No, you haven't seen a tripper yet. When you start having adventures with the Holy Spirit, he make every day a brand new day. Any good thing can happen at any moment. I declare you'll never have another dull moment in your life. As sure as the Lord liveth, you're going to begin to enjoy your life at a different exposure. You heard that? In other words, the Holy Spirit on this adventure that I'm speaking over you, the Holy Spirit is going to expose you to higher level of living in freedom. You receive that? And remember, children, in the spirit world, remember, children, in the spirit world, there is always another level. No one in here have arrived yet. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, you haven't gotten where you're supposed to be yet, because it's infinitum. It's unending. How God gonna come to end? How God gonna tell you that's the farthest I can bring you? He wouldn't be God then. If he has a distance he can go, he's not my God. My God has no distance. My God has no level. I impart that to you tonight. This world sometimes will make you feel like you washed up. And you ain't going to get no farther. You're going to be like this all your life. It's a lie. The devil is a lie. Say, the devil's a lie. Say it. Don't be scared of the devil. The devil's a lie. Jesus is the truth. I feel some vibration of adventures right now. I sense somebody getting a lifting right now. My God. I don't know who this for. The Lord said, don't take the free sparking pot. Don't take the free parking spot. Pay for your spot. In other words, don't look for no handout. The beggar could have been at the table where the rich man was sitting, because he knew God. The rich man didn't know God. But since he chose to beg from the rich man, God let him beg. You want to be a beggar, God let you beg. But if you want to live, God will help you. Above the pack. Without competition. Hey, come go with me. Then go. Hey, you. Hey, come go with me. You go with me. I got plenty of room up here. Something I'm about to say is real strong here now. And in your development, you're going to get there. How would you like to tell all banknotes goodbye? Goodbye. You see, because when that ego taken off, He's taken off from everything that the world tried to hold him down to. You can't fly free with a banknote. Keep on pushing, your baby gonna come. Didn't I put a hand on you? Huh? Huh? God not a man that you lie. You keep doing what you do, the baby gonna come. I'm gonna try to have some police. You gotta stop the girl when it happens, because she's gonna come turn running through here and tear everything up. But that's all right, tear it up. I'll buy some more, because I know how you feel. You know the story of my little sister? She went and adopted a child. Mess around, let me lay a hand on her, and they had took most of her organs out, laid a hand on her, and she ended up pregnant. Because the Holy Spirit create things. Yeah, another young couple came here. Nice looking young man. He finally got killed. I hate that. But they wanted to get pregnant. I said, well, that ain't no problem. Bam. Put my hand on her. 2 months later, come, she's pregnant. I don't know the numbers of them. The Lord not barren. That's the beast trying to keep you barren. There's a breakthrough for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sit down one more minute. Glory to God. Patty cake, pancake, baker bread. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. It's just that easy. How you do that? Do it. It's just that easy. In the spirit world, it's just that easy. It's just that easy. My yoke is easy. Religion made it hard. God is a good God. He's tremendous in power. He'll never fail you. God never said, oop, I made a mistake. Men of God wrote the scripture as they was moved by the Holy Ghost. So if it was written from a Holy Ghost perspective, you got to have the Holy Ghost to understand it. Say Holy Ghost 3 times.
Holy Ghost.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Knowing how to yield to the Holy Ghost. There's no problem God can't solve for you. Stop being sad. Get glad. Feeling sorry for yourself is a drift from the devil. He's going to keep you drifting and drifting and drifting. But it's time now for to let the Holy Ghost drive you into the wilderness so you can see how much power you do have. I'm through drifting in my life. My life is designed to run like I said run. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Church. Thank God for the Holy Believer. Thank God for the Holy Truth. It's setting me free. Go on, give God praise now. Go on and say hallelujah. Clap your hand, all you people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For definitely. Now, when you clap your hand, I start talking, shut down, all right? Because I'm getting something else. Now, I almost made me lose it. For definitely, what I'm training, I know we're training on how to handle it. For definitely, a change is made in your life tonight. Now, I want you to think beyond material things, what I'm about to say, because it's covered a whole spectrum of life and the promises of God, the covenant, and the kingdom. I want to say it in a way that the Spirit of God has given it to me, that it may, a sip of it will make you drunk in a way in the spirit. But I never heard it before, what he said. And I guess we never was up to that point of pregnancy to be able to deliver this baby. And so you have to think spiritually. If you think naturally, you're going to lose the whole content of what's about to be said. But it's time for you to have a Holy Ghost payday. You know, see, I told you, don't think about money, don't think about material things. See, Holy Ghost payday is the whole structure of God. I never heard that term, troop, before. Holy Ghost payday. Had you ever heard that before? Well, it's upon you tonight. He can buy possible things, but he also can buy impossible things. He buys with the anointed. He can pass it on to you that you can pay yourself. Receive. I release a fresh, adventurous anointing in the spirit on everybody here and everybody on the internet. A fresh anointing for adventures in the spirit at different dimensions. Mark my word now. If you use it, if you don't abuse it, you'll move in adventures that you've never seen before. You're not going to be able to explain how it happened. You will rejoice, and you can't really rejoice without making noise. Make some noise up in there. My God. Listen. Listen, you get off in that spirit realm. I've become pregnant with everybody victory in here. I released it in Jesus' name. Your baby. I became pregnant for her. Whatever you desire, I'm pregnant with it. I feel the Holy Ghost. Do you feel the Holy Ghost? Dance a little bit if you feel the Holy Ghost. Make some noise if you feel the Holy Ghost. Rejoice. It's a brand new day. Y'all just rejoice enough for a little popcorn. I mean rejoice. Rejoice. Nobody want no popcorn. This is a brand new day. The Holy Ghost. We're becoming acquainted, intimate. Whoa! The Holy Ghost is about to help us go some places we've never been before. Don't be too proud to dance. Don't be too proud to rejoice. Come sing, girl. Come sing something. What's that? Where the singer's at? Don't be too proud to dance. Rejoice. Adventures are on the way. Openings are on the way. Bridges are being built. We're about to cross over into another dimension. Hey!
You brought us out.
Hey!
Hallelujah. You brought us out. Hallelujah. Bring us out, Holy Spirit. You made a new route. Hallelujah. You made a new route.
Hey, get your pad. Get your pad. Get your pad. Get your pad. The Holy Spirit, He is the activator of creation. He can create something in your life. That's why He called you a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. He's constantly desiring to create something for you. He's the activator of all creation. Listen. He is the agent of all manifestation. Whatever manifestation you need, the Holy Spirit is the agent for it. He is the appetite and appropriator of all demonstration. The Holy Spirit. He is the avenue to all victories. He is the advocate for all hard cases and always wins. Advocate means lawyer, you know. He will always keep His allegiance to the Father's will. He will not allow demonical power to overcome God's word in your life. He will not allow demonical power to overcome or to overturn God's word in your life. Jesus. He will address sin and afford means to escape its grips. Still writing? He is, Holy Spirit, He is awesome in giving revelation that will give you divine direction. He's awesome about that. He's awesome about that. He knows every situation. How to rise you up to your part or advantage so that no matter what you will keep advancing in the kingdom, no matter what come up, you'll keep advancing. I know, children, I can't go over it no more. His assignment is to glorify Jesus and magnify God and edify the body of Christ. He's ready. His divine accuracy, the Holy Spirit, His divine accuracy caused Him to hit the marks the word set on all occasions. Wow. You heard that? He never missed the mark. He accompanied Jesus in every miracle Jesus performed and anointed Him for it. He has the ability to appeal all the works of darkness. He is a distributor of God's amazing grace, of God's amazing favor on your life. You will have so much favor that you can't explain it. Amazing favor. Good God Almighty. What's that? Amazing favor. amazing favor. Not just favor, amazing favor. I got to find a jumping off place here now. My goodness. Heals, get this one, and then we'll settle down. Heals the Holy Spirit, the attractor of all fruits and all gifts of the Spirit. Whatever fruit you need at any given time, if you need love, you need joy, you need peace, you need long-suffering, you need meekness, you need temperance, you need faithfulness, you need, oh my God, gentleness. You need a word of knowledge. You need a word of wisdom. You need discerning of spirit. He will attract that to you. You will never be caught in another jam another day in your life. With this type of teaching, you cannot be caught in a jam. Because you say, Holy Spirit, the man of God said, you're going to give me a fruit, yes, yes, or give me some gift, or give me some divine direction here. I need to get up out of here. All hell can break loose. The Holy Ghost knows where to hold at. You didn't hear it. You didn't hear that. All hell, and nobody got all hell loose on them in here. It may seem like, but you ain't got all hell loose on you. All hell can be loose. The Holy Ghost will give you a hole to walk right out of it. People, you are not normal. You are not regular. You are not just church members. You are children of the living God. God loves you. God concerned about you. God see you. God working for you. Jesus died for you. You somebody. You the Lord's kid. Walk with your head up, with your shoulders back, because you've been delivered already. Power belongs to you. My goodness. All right, that's enough.